Hello? What's your sign? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Did your dog fart?
Honey.
Welcome to the Astrologers! Hello, and welcome back, everybody, for episode 2 of the Astrologers. How we feeling, guys?
What a week we've had.
I know, this is awesome,
wild
right?
Wild week.
The feedback and the response that we've been getting this week from everybody has just been crazy.
Amazing.
We are so good. So happy right now.
So blessed, so thankful. You guys are absolutely awesome. We've received so much love and just such positive feedback that we just want to take a moment before we dive in to say thank you. Like, honestly, you guys are awesome. We're happy that you're loving this and that you're loving us.
Yeah.
You know, this week I've had like 5 of my friends give me their birth charts just from listening to our podcast.
I'm not surprised
and
by that.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. I'm having people tell me the most random stories, which I tabled for the past 4 days just to tell you guys.
Really?
This.
Is it that good?
I got a sex story from a Taurus that's going to blow your tits to the back of your body.
I'm ready. I want to take my top off.
I'm fucking ready.
I'm ready.
Put
you
the
might,
t-
you
tits
might,
on the table.
You
Let's
might,
go.
I was going to say, you hear the thump? That's them on the table.
All right. Are you guys
yeah,
ready?
Yeah, I want to hear this. If it's a Taurus story, and I know it's going to be good.
I'm so ready.
All right.
Confident.
It's a little brief. It's a little brief, but it blew my tits off.
Wait, first off, does Nikita and I know
Nikita
who it is?
Nikita knows of her. You know who she is.
Personally.
Nikita has not had the pleasure of meeting this fucking rock star yet.
Who
we are going to have on this podcast. Because
I have
this
a feeling I know who it is.
This bitch is a fucking riot. I love her. She just lights up a room. She's got a Leo rising. How could she not?
Hello. Yeah.
All right. Let me take it back. Sicily, 1982.
It's been 84 years.
We had a Taurus tell me a story with sex, because obviously we're talking about the podcast right now, so I said, you know, Taurus is the love of food, the love of sex, whatever.
Love it.
This Taurus got fucked by a popsicle.
Shut your ass! No, I know you're lying.
And not just any popsicle, a red, white, and blue firecracker. By a cancer.
See, I'm not surprised.
A cancer would put a popsicle
I'm not
in a
shocked,
pussy.
Though. I'm not
would.
Shocked.
A
he
cancer would.
Would
pop a popsicle up a puss.
Wow.
7 out of 10 would not recommend to a friend for like this, like the next day it was very uncomfortable.
Oh, I mean.
But now she likes a cold dildo.
Well,
she said it. The sensation was great. But just the sugar left some after effects that weren't a great time.
Did she have it during the 4th of July?
I'm kind of hoping. I didn't
I
ask
so.
For that. I really hope it was in the firecrackers were going off and she was getting popped.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that he took it out of the freezer, unwrapped it,
and
just
shoved
said,
it up there.
I have a surprise for you.
Yeah. Easy Bake Oven, pop those bitches in.
Did it have the joke on the stick?
I wonder if they read the joke.
That would have just topped it off for me. I would have asked him to read the joke at the end of the popsicle stick.
But I know as a Taurus, she probably was living her best fantasy at that moment.
I said, did you eat it after?
Yeah, she didn't care. She gave
oh,
zero
no.
fucks.
She
and
probably
was like, stuck I'll
it up a pussy and then she probably sucked on it right afterwards, I'm sure. Because that's what I would have done. Damn.
You know, us Tauruses are dirty as fuck and been like, okay, roll with it.
You Tauruses don't fucking play. You get a cancer that shove a popsicle up your pussy. You're in heaven.
I've had some
so now,
sex.
Today's themes is popsicle pussies. So
granted.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Did anyone else have any experiences this week? I guess I got the wildest.
Yeah,
story.
You definitely got the wildest.
I was just
story.
Getting a lot of birth charts and dissecting birth charts to my
I was
friends.
Getting popsicle pussies.
I think I just need to reevaluate myself to go back on Bumble.
I have to all set it to the same sign every week.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do some research.
Let's do some. Let's pick a sign this week.
Should we do it now? No, I'm just kidding.
Aquarius.
Oh, you want to do Aquarius?
Or should
this
we
week?
Start with Aries at the top?
I think we start with Aries.
Let's
Aries.
Fuck all. Wait, no, I'm kidding. No, yeah. Nobody's fucking anybody. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
No promises.
Because Aries, I'm
yeah,
on
I mean,
big
that's
zero.
The first sign, and you have no Aries.
No, I don't.
I'm going to get both of you fucked by an Aries.
Please. You have Aries.
I have Aries.
It's you have a lot of Aries?
Yeah. I've had a few Aries in my days. Not a few, that sounds bad. That's like two.
I mean, I'll just take an Aries as an entanglement, because personally, I cannot get like...
Oh, yeah, no, entangle away, entangle
just
away.
Just entangle me, please. That's it. Tie me up and leave. That's it.
Oh. Where are they going to go to the grocery store?
Like, tie me up, do the deed, and get out.
Oh, you just want them to go.
Just give me an entanglement.
Maybe that ain't entanglement. That's a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Well, come back. But just... put it in front of the moment.
Don't lie. You're not going to want him to come back. You don't want to sit in those
That
house.
Was the most annoying motherfucker. He would not shut up. But thanks for the dick.
My Gemini moon will block his ass as soon as he walks out the door.
Oh, yeah. Bye. The car won't even be freaking heated up, and she'll be blocked off Instagram, off socials. Gotta go. Bye.
Yep. For sure.
But though, Aries, come at me, please. DM me.
Okay, so speaking of fun moments this week, we have a big-ass fucking full moon.
Let's talk about it. In my favorite sign, can we discuss? In my favorite sign, Cancer. But get the waterworks coming.
I mean, it officially hits its apex on the 29th. It will still be full on the 30th in the sign of Cancer. So we will be bringing in 2021... crying and screaming and just, it's, you know, I feel like this is a great moment because 2020 was such an emotionally taxing year that this full moon, which is all about releasement, renewal, letting things go, I feel like this moon is really going to allow some people to take the time and sit with themselves because I feel like this was a big year of learning. And it's going to be able to have you sit with yourself, see what you need to release, and kind of
let it go.
Also, obviously, as we know, full moons in Cancer hit different because that is the ruling planet. There will also be a connection to Chiron, which, if you don't know, is an asteroid in Greek mythology, was a centaur known as the wounded healer. So Chiron in your birth chart basically shows your spiritual healing area, but also your deepest spiritual wound. Chiron was able to heal others, but not himself. So some tough things might come up, but it's about facing your bullshit, owning your bullshit, and releasing your bullshit so that you can ascend and walk into 2021.
A bad bitch. 10-10 wins. We're walking into 2021 as a bad bitch.
Exactly. Like you're leaving all this shit. I don't know why. I just had like a, I just think I just had a moment. I was like,
No, I don't know what.
I think the record had a skip.
I got stuck like a sprinklet. But then after that, it will actually have a connection with Uranus, which is bestowing high hopes, good energy. So I feel like this full moon, take Tuesday to assess your shit, and then take New Year's Eve to blow it out of the water and welcome in 2021, bitches.
Ew.
Happy full moon.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I'll be in a bath with rose quartz.
Up your ass?
Praying. I hope.
I mean, really.
I am in it. Yeah, get the moon water. Get the crystals. Get the sage. Let it go. Go fucking sit under the moon with your tits out. And flash the moon if you have to. Do whatever you need. Happy New Year, host.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bitches.
We're going to actually start our episode today of Are We Fucking or Fighting? We're going to see who's a good sign to fuck, what sign you are, and what signs are good for you to fuck, or you fighting with them, you know? We're going to run through all the signs and tell you which signs will be good for you, which signs are going to be all right, which signs will be sleeping on. And what signs? Absolutely no dice. It's really not going to work out. I mean, listen, it could be that, you know, it could be no dice, but you got a great story. I mean, hit our DMs and tell us some stories, but this is just, you know, based on some research.
And just like with the first one, your Venus and your moon can have some effects and also certain connections and chemistry with people. We're having a bit of fun with this. So if you're actually fucking your worst match and the sex is popping, be proud. Okay. All right, let's get started. Now we're going to go in order of these signs. Take it away, Hova.
All right, so first sign up is Aries, the best fuck, Gemini, and Aquarius. A great fuck is a Leo and a Sag.
I can see it.
I see it.
A good fuck is a Scorpio.
I'm shocked about that, but...
Really?
Yeah, because it's fire and water. Mm. I wouldn't have thought that that would just be so dynamic, but... Like last week, they were it's number two, number three.
Yeah. They both fuck hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Coke destroyer.
Great or horrid is Aries, Libra. On the lower scale, we're going to have Taurus, Virgo, and Pisces.
I could see it. Opposing energies.
Yeah.
And no good, no dice is our Cancer or Capricorn.
Total opposite energies.
Yeah. Opposite.
They're not fucking, they're fighting, for sure.
Well, I know I'm on the lower scale as a Taurus.
You've never slept with one.
Never slept with one. Me neither. So maybe I shouldn't bother. Let me not change my bumbo.
I'm coming in at best, baby. Yeah. I
want to know why you're coming in at best with Aries.
I think that Aries possess this really passionate, intense, strong energy. And as a Gemini, Geminis possess this energy that's just... down, they're with the shits, they're gonna have fun, they're gonna match that same dynamic. Even if it's not their natural place that they live and sit in, they're able to match that energy. Geminis are multifaceted.
But I also feel like, well, you know, the good match between fire and air, but Aries and Geminis also make a really good match together.
Yeah, they do. They get along because Geminis can put up with Aries bullshit. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
True.
They can tolerate it.
I refuse.
Yeah.
So I will not put up with your bullshit.
It's fun. It's exciting. So I think that when they get in the bedroom, it's Aquarius also. That's another air sign where they're with the shits and they can kind of match that and mirror it back. If you're looking at Cancer or Capricorn, the Aries is probably going to, like, cock slap the Cancer and the Cancer's going to cry.
Yeah.
Or the Capricorn's going to be like, why are you slapping me with a cock?
Probably, yeah.
Or a WAP. Like, or that's either not one nice.
Yeah.
Lay down missionary.
Or Capricorn, no, but Capricorn probably scared because, you know, anal to them is spicy, so.
A Capricorn will eat your ass with a bib.
But that's what they think is the spiciest, like, thing. They're not going to go into, like, Aries like, probably be, like, crazy. Ass.
Yeah, Aries want to get crazy. Like, an Aries will, like, go BDSM the first time
I'm, like,
hook
so
up.
Surprised by that. That, like, a Taurus is, I guess, on
well,
the lower
scale. Well, it's lower scale,
scale,
which meaning the energy could work depending on the Taurus. They're going off of just, like, energy. And if you notice, it's earth, water. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you have a Sag moon, so you'll probably fuck an Aries through a wall.
Sure will.
And you have a Gemini moon, so you'll fuck one through a wall, too.
Right. Which I don't mind. Which
and again. A Gemini Venus. You're an Aries dream.
Come at me, please.
Peg? Let's go.
Oh, God.
Peg it in.
Fly on their magic carpet right now to Nikita's vagina.
Ding dong.
Come in.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God, no. It is the truth. I could see, though, these matches. I definitely could see. I think it's just the energy of each sign, you know, pairing together. But we are moving on to our next sign.
To the Taurus.
Number two.
There's some bulls in this house.
There's a lot of bulls in this house.
Yeah, that's why we just were fucking having a feast. We were shoving chicharrones up our ass.
Oh, good Lord.
Man, I'm still thinking about it. I'm about to take some home. And just fuck myself with it.
I honestly ate all of it. I'm sorry.
Where's my firecracker?
I'm just going to eat that empanada.
Get a popsicle. We have ice cream, guys.
Nikita vagina.
Popsicle pussy.
Anyways, so for Tauruses, you know, our best fuck is Cancer and Pisces.
We'll agree.
Absolutely.
You guys love your water. Just let it drip on down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the waters love our WAP. So.
Moist.
This is a Betty Crocker cake, moist vanilla.
Moist
boysenberry cake. Moist.
Lord Jesus. Our great fuck, which Heather would be very happy about, is Virgo.
Oh, yeah.
And Capricorn.
The Virgo crown I wear.
Listen,
proudly.
She got that PhD.
V's up for Virgos. Virgos and vaginas. Virgos in your vagina.
Yeah.
Listen. Good fuck is Libra. Great or horrid is Taurus or Scorpio. Ooh. Lower scale, Aries, Gemini, Sagittarius. Oh, I could differ. I beg to differ. And no dice is Aquarius and Leo.
Definitely.
Which I say for sure for Leo. Aquarius, too, is kind of like...
just different energy. But, I'm surprised I was on lower. I mean, I've had Taurus boyfriends, but one boyfriend I really got along with sexually, and then the other one was just... I was fucking bored.
Really?
Yeah, he was just so vanilla.
But it's so funny, like, all the signs, or most of the signs that I have not been with yet are in the lower scale or no dice. Like,
different but, energy, yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to say, but most of the ones that were your best fucks were Pisces.
Right up there.
And Cancer.
Yeah, your water. Cancer. You guys like your water.
Yep.
I've never slept with a Pisces. Cancer's definitely not...
Pisces. Slip in the DM. Swim over.
I've had wild sex with Cancer. Yes. Wild.
Popsicle pussy. So I'm going to be just popping in popsicle pussy.
Popsicle pussy.
Did I do food with the Cancer? I don't think
I've done whipped cream with the Cancer.
No. Not that I know of, no.
With the whipped cream angel? Should we do it? No.
Yeah, wow.
You want me to get that whipped cream babe?
After the episode.
It's going to get real sticky down here. We're going to put on a tarp.
And then I feel like for lower scale, I mean, it's true, like Aries and Gem. I haven't been with an Aries or Gem, but Saggy, it's the toxic dick for me. I mean, really.
Yeah.
That guy was a super Sag.
He's a super Sag. He had like 5 placements in Sag.
Peggy,
but...
Peggy. We're going to call him the pegger.
Mr. Peggy.
The pegged.
Peggy. We'll name him Peggy.
We can name him Peggy.
Just wait for that Sagittarius episode because we are going to get the pegging story. Moving to number 3 is Gemini, best fuck, Aries and Leo. I definitely think I could see that energetically wise, Gemini and Aries can kind of groove a little bit more. You know how we went into last week, the Leo is more of a, they're a great lover, but they're a little bit more of a selfish lover. Aries is more action, go, go, go. Like they're more, you know.
Well, you were preaching at number 1, so. Mm-hmm.
You know, but look, I mean, Aries, what's good? But I agree with that. Great fuck Libra and Aquarius. And I think that's because it's just air and air and air. So we're like just doing whatever. So I can see that. Good fuck Virgo. Great or hard is Gemini and Sagittarius, which it's funny. Sagittarius is Gemini's polarity sign. Lower scale, Taurus, Cancer, Scorpio, Capricorn. No dice, Pisces. I can attest to the no dice, Pisces. Let me take you back to 2010, baby. Okay. 2010. And I'll never forget, there was this Pisces guy that was chasing me forever. And finally one night, I think I was like guest bartending. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was drunk. I was like, all right, you know, well, get a little feel. Get a little cup.
Yeah.
It was so bad that I left in the middle. I said, I looked at the clock. I said, I have to go to work tomorrow. He said, what? I said, get out of here. I got to go to work tomorrow. I swear to God, this was before Uber, bitch, when you used to have to call a cab company. I got up, put my pants on, I called a cab, and I left.
Wait, was it in, like, the middle of him just, what, tickling you?
I don't even know what was going on. It was just not.
It was not bad?
But that's also not because he was a Pisces. I just think he was just horrible. It was just not good sex. It was just not. So I left. I had to go to work the next day.
You used that as an excuse.
I was not staying up till 3:30 in the morning for that.
Wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth
it.
Oh,
no. Not worth it.
I paid for my cab, so come on.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow. Okay.
It was $10. It was a neighborhood kid. This was before Uber. Uber wasn't even a thing. But yeah, and actually, I've never slept with another Pisces after that. Not intentionally. It just never happened. I'm sure that a regular Pisces wouldn't be horrible, but he just was...
not good.
It's the emotions that got to you, probably.
I don't have a problem with emotion. I just feel like they lay it on in a way that I'm very analytical, very Mercury, mm-hmm. where I'm more logic over feeling, and they're just, let's cry and then talk about it, where I'm like, why don't we figure out why we're crying before mm-hmm, we're crying? Mm-hmm. That was my story with my no dice moment. But all right, going from no dice Pisces to number four, Heather, give it to me, baby.
All right. Number four, we have Cancer. Okay, so best fuck is a Taurus and a Virgo, my two faves.
You should have an orgy.
Lord. I would love that.
Please.
I would just love that. Great fuck is a Scorpio Pisces.
I can see him.
A good fuck is Cancer.
I can see him.
Great or horrid, Capricorns. Mm-hmm. On the lower scale is your Gemini. Leo, Sagittarius, Aquarius, and then no dice, Aries, Libra.
Hmm.
I can see that, though. I feel like with Cancers, it's all earth and water. Mm-hmm. Like, their great fuck is water, and their best fuck is with us. So,
Cancers, where y'all at?
Yeah, that's
you know,
that's
they're coming
right.
for the titty talk.
The titty talk.
They're coming for that titty talk, baby.
I see said, I'm like, I had good sex with Cancer. It's very a shame, though, because I was supposed to sleep with one this week, but... couldn't do that.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Yeah, I know. Listen, you know. Mother Nature comes into its course and then, you know.
Cancel the dick appointment.
Yeah, and I don't want him driving.
Reschedule.
Well, I already have, like, a countdown for it.
like
5, 6, 7 days, done. Text.
She got in a calendar.
She has an alert.
Yeah.
Text dick.
I have it in my Outlook calendar.
Get that water dick.
Yeah.
Listen, it was good.
I mean, it's a Cancer full moon this week. You might as well get your cheeks clapped by a crab. I'm intrigued.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my. Well, he liked playing with toys on himself.
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
In front of
him? And, like, he sent me a video of it. It was kind of weird.
I think he showed me this.
Did I show it to you?
Where he was pegging himself?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And this is a Cancer.
Cancer.
They're freaky as
hell.
They're
freaky deaky.
They're freaky. When they get in, they get in.
Mm-hmm.
See, maybe I gotta fuck another one. I'm kidding.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, though. Cancer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I took a really fun picture of myself. I think I did show you this picture. I was in the bathroom. We had a hotel, and I had the leash around my neck still.
Ooh, my goodness.
Pull it up right now.
We'll post it on the Instagram.
The smile on my face.
She's beaming from cheek to cheek.
I'm
right
grinning.
Yeah. Are you?
Looking at Heather. Yes.
Why?
The leash?
Oh, yeah, we had
right
the leash.
Right up my alley.
Well, because I also got, like, this cute little plaid skirt and, like, men's jacket. Like, ooh. I dressed up, had the highest heels on. That's what he wanted. And then I was like, you're bringing the leash? Okay. I was like, I'll take it. It was good.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it was good.
Damn. What kind of cancer you got, bitch? What's
I'm
his
move? I'm excited.
He's, like, big, like, lumberjack. Ooh. Which I like, because I'm short. Because I'm 5'1"? He's like 6 foot. He tossed me around that
Nikita
bed.
Nikita's sliding off the seat. Like,
wait, which
she's
even
getting
worse,
lower as you're talking.
This happened. This is so bad for me to say. When we met up and hung out, it was on Christmas Eve, and I missed like an entire like family Christmas Eve.
Being leashed. You missed Christmas Eve to wear a plaid skirt and have a leash around your neck.
How bad is that? I know, it was really bad.
You only live once.
Listen. You only live once. I felt really bad, but what was I going to do?
Sometimes you got to get your back blown out.
I was like, I'm working. I wasn't well, now working. You're gonna,
no, you're not. I wasn't working. Like that Christmas, she couldn't wait without the cookies.
Oh, I didn't even show up. I was just working. I stayed the night.
You were working that? Oh, my God. What would Dolly Parton do?
Yeah. But anyway, so my cancer, well, the cancer, I should say. That's who I was supposed to see this week. So that's why I'm like, I'm trying to count down.
You better get your costume. You better dust off with your skirt. <I'm scared. laughs> You're ready to go Wookiees.
I was trying to figure out what am I going to dress up as.
Batman.
Catwoman.
A popsicle.
I think he liked Elvis. Would that be weird?
I fucking please. I will buy
Priscilla's
you the chops.
One. Priscilla's one thing, but like if I dress up as like Elvis himself.
I want Elvis with a wig with the coif and the chops. Yes. Give it to me.
Well, I already like the bell bottoms, so.
We might all come fucked. If you wear a white jumpsuit.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's cancer. Does anybody else have anything to share about cancer?
I'm good.
No, I 100% agree with them being our best fuck.
Yeah. I know you've got stories.
Well, apparently she's dressing up like Elvis. So. Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it. We're going to the thrift store on Long Island. We're putting together an ensemble.
We're going to popcorn to get some wigs.
Popcorn. You name it. That's where we're going. I love popcorn.
I wonder if they have chops.
They
like,
definitely.
Like lace front mutton chops.
We could probably just buy a bang and just, I could just put it there.
We're going to dress her up.
We'll take a picture and put it
on Instagram.
And we'll cut out the pants so it's assless chaps. Assless bell bottoms. So you could just get penetrated and then walk right home.
You ain't nothing but a
maybe
hat
even
dog.
Have a zipper so that she can zip it back on when she leaves.
Stop. Okay.
All right. Enough talking about Elvis and getting your ass clap dressed like Elvis. Nikita, take us away to number 5.
Oh, Lord. All right. Next, number 5, we got Leos. So for Leos, their best fuck is a Gemini and a Libra. Their great fuck is an Aries and a Sagittarius. Good fuck is a Leo. I see that. Greater horde, Aquarius.
Their opposite.
Lower scale, Cancer, Virgo, Capricorn, and Pisces. And no dice, which I 100% agree, is Taurus and Scorpio.
If you're noticing, a lot of the energy is a sign that can match the energy or tap into a certain realm with them. And then on the lower scales, it's that opposite energy where it's like Leo is fire. So on the lesser scale, it's going to be earth. Because I just think it's not that each sign has like one lacks more passion than the other. I think it's the way that we express our energies.
And I feel like this is the connection that goes with air and fire and water and earth.
I mean, have you anyone experienced the Leo?
I've never been with the Leo.
I have once, but like it wasn't anything like I think I gave him a blowjob in a car.
That's right.
And that was it. I mean, it wasn't anything special.
Meals on wheels.
Yeah, it wasn't anything
it's
special.
It's the selfishness for me.
Ooh. And you know what? That might be what it is, too. Like, I get very turned off with that.
Oh, he didn't offer to...
No.
Reciprocate.
I remember it was pouring rain.
Was it a horror movie?
Kind of.
With the hook on the door? Remember that scary story when you were a kid? Because I don't know, I'm at the top of the list. I've had some experience, but I wanted to ask you guys being at the bottom, you know, like.
But obviously, like.
Rightfully so, because we've never been. I mean, I've never been with the Leo.
And mine was not that memorable.
I just love Leos. They got, like, big dick energy, though. Just as people. They just walk in the room
super
and just slap their whopping dick on the floor. And you're like, hello?
They love that attention. See, me, like, that's a turn off to me. Like, personality.
No.
See, I'm turned off by that. Like, it's too cocky for me. Yep. Like, on an earth, I guess.
Like, I don't
earth
need
level,
to.
You guys are more chill. You don't want someone like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not.
I like to be dominant sometimes, but like, kind of show it, but not show it.
Like, I let the WAP do the talking for me. I don't need to say what I'm going to do.
Ooh. Right, right.
So
the
I don't.
The WAP talks.
The WAP talk.
Right, right.
Me.
Give me popsicle.
We're going to gift her those firecracker popsicles when she comes here.
Yes.
And we're going
to fuck each other with them.
We're going to gift them to her.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Yeah, they definitely got that energy, those Leos. But I do see how on the scale, like it's the air, it's the fire, the water, and, you know, earth is a little bit on the lower scale, which makes sense, but... It is what it is. I don't like that big dick energy. See, I feel like I have such a dominant big personality.
Yeah, that works for you.
That I love that because I'm like, I already got big dick energy. I need somebody with bigger dick energy than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because if you don't have somebody like that, like, you're turned off. Because
I would be like a little subby where I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she wants to be a subby.
Oh,
she said a subby.
No, I like someone that's dominant.
Uh-huh.
I do.
All right.
I don't like a guy I could boss around. That's why I don't think I like water. I like water signs, but I don't think I get along with them that much because I have to be the dominant one. And I don't want to always be the dominant one. Tell me to shut the fuck up.
Give me a get, babe. Give me a cat balls, what I meant to say.
You had a corona cough. You're like, give me a...
like
a hair ball?
Like a nana needing a holes.
She got a dick stuck in the throat.
That's right.
She said, give me a...
I meant to say gag ball. Anyway.
Enough with give me a gag ball. Coming in at number 6 is our Virgos. Virgo, your best fucks are going to be Cancer and Scorpio. Water, 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 wop. Great fuck is a Taurus. A good fuck could be a Gemini. Great or horrid is Virgo or Pisces. Lower scale, Aries, Libra, Leo, Aquarius. And no dice is Sagittarius. A Virgo would probably not want to peg a Sag, but they would. But they probably wouldn't enjoy it.
Do you think so?
I feel like a Sagittarius. No, I feel like an air sign would peg a Sag. An air moon would peg a Sag.
Oh, you talking about my throat? I feel like Sagittariuses would just, like, dominate Virgo so much that they would get scared. They'd be like, oh, my mouth.
Like, I feel like the Virgo would need time to get comfortable.
But Sagittarius
and the
Sag don't need
shows
time.
Up with, like, a gag ball the first night. And a Virgo's like, can we at least wait till, like, the second? They need time.
Me, like, let's get to know each other
They need
first.
The green light. They need the time. They need to feel some sort of connection.
Yes.
Unless they're wasted, then they're buck cherry.
Oh, I'm a crazy bitch.
Busting that wop. But I can see... I could see how these energies align.
You can't talk to me about Virgo.
But listen, we came in as great fuck.
I know. That's what I say.
I thought you're the Virgo cock destroyer.
I don't know why.
Virgo destroyer.
Virgo destroyer.
Yeah, I do.
All right, them Virgos. Them Virgos. The Virgo destroyer has weighed in and let us know that she's proud to be a great fuck. And now we're going to move on.
I really feel like I turn their personality around. I do. I feel like I do. Like, I turn their personality around because, you know, they're awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I get them to, like,
your Sag moon brings it out of them. You're like, come on, speak to me. Like, let's talk. Like, that's...
Probably. That's what it is. But then, like, I can gauge to see when not to push and when to push. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you gotta know. That's why you're the Virgo whisperer. She knows when to, like, not bother them.
She really is, though. She really is.
She's like,
But she'll tell me, like, this week we were talking again, and this, like, you know... And she'll tell me, she's like, give the Virgo space. And I did. And what happened?
Came running back this week. Came running back. I was just like, give that man space.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
How you doing? Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the board. All right. Coming in at number 7. Let's move off our Virgos and hop right into our
Libra.
Libras.
This is what you're tangling in the sheets. Where my Libra's at?
Shut up.
Let it just be known that the entanglement song was written by Virgos, even though it is about Libras.
Which is so crazy.
Two Virgos created entanglements. The great entanglement of 2020
was with two Virgos.
But all right.
At number 7, we are doing Libra. Best fuck is a Leo or a Sag.
Mm-hmm.
Great fuck is going to be a Gemini or an Aquarius. Angel is dancing in her chair. A good fuck is a Taurus. Any word from Nikita? No? Okay.
No.
I wish I knew. Womp, womp, womp. Great or hard is going to be a Libra or Aries. Lower scale, it's going to be Virgo, Scorpio, or Pisces. No dice is going to be Cancer or Capricorn.
I can see it.
I don't think I have...
both of their best fucks are fires and their great fucks are airs.
Mm.
Like, it's literally fire, fire, air. Nothing else. And then the good fuck is Taurus. And Taurus is the highest on the earth scale for Libra.
For Libras. But I feel like even as, like, friends, I have, like, a lot of good Libra friends.
Mm-hmm. And see, I don't have a lot of Libra friends.
But I feel like the connection is there. Libra men? Like, as a partner, I don't know. I feel like that would be greater horrid, like, to have a Libra. I mean, as a Taurus for a Libra.
Yeah, they're that's the scales. Like, they're like, if it's in their favor, they're there. If it's not, they're
I'm out.
I only had one experience with a Libra.
Me too. Only one.
I mean, we had great sex. We dated when I was, like, 18, but it just...
Not memorable?
Just... Just yeah, the he's shoe in his fucking pants.
What?
Yeah, no, they literally, they have like the most beautiful
Libra,
biggest...
why are your dicks so big and your wops so great?
Right.
No, that's what I remember. He had a giant peach, but he, like, I don't know, it just was, we were not a good vibe, not a good match together.
Wait, you both come across Libras with really pretty...
Shoe.
Yes.
Shoe. A Doc Martin in those drawers.
A shoe. A shoe.
My...
An eggplant, if you
an
will.
An eggplant. Holy.
I was 18. I never saw something like that in my life. I said hello.
Did you get the handicap sticker the next day?
No, he wasn't that great. So but a lot of times when they're well endowed like that, sometimes I don't perform as well in the bed because they're like, oh, I got a big dick. It'll be all right. And it's right. Like, no, you still have to put the work in.
Sorry, Libras.
Sorry.
I have nothing to say about Libras.
They're great, but it makes sense. It's air and it's fire once again for Libras. Lower scale is Earth. I actually had a Libra tell me that like they hate sleeping with Capricorns because the Capricorns bore them. The Capricorns bore them, but I think it's their energy because, I mean, I'm an air sign. I didn't have a bad experience with a Cap.
My best friend, who's a Libra, she was dealing with the Capricorn, and she would say, like, that their sexual chemistry was fire.
So it also depends on the people, too.
It's the connection. But, again, it's your
and
moon,
your
Mars,
moon,
your Venus.
Your Mars, your rising. And also your sexual chemistry. Just because you're a Gemini and someone is an Aries doesn't mean that you're going to have this great sexual charge. If the connection is there and you do come together, I think that this is what we're speaking to, like, the potential for that spark to be there and work. But I do know one Libra that said they Cappies were boring. But then again, Capricorn men and Capricorn women are a little different. Different energy. Capricorn, the zaddy vibes. The guys.
Zaddy.
All right. And now it's her favorite. Now it's her favorite coming in at number eight.
Is Scorpio. All right. For Scorpios, their best fuck is a Virgo or a Capricorn. Great fuck is a Cancer or a Pisces. Good fuck is an Aries. Great or horrid, Scorpio or Taurus. Lower scale, Gemini, Libra, Sag.
I'm offended.
Are you?
The audacity.
I lost my virginity to a Scorpio while Mario Kart was playing in the background.
It's Princess Peach dancing in the back for me.
It's Peach Beach for me. It actually was Peach Beach.
Though. Oh, God. And for no dice is Leo or Aquarius. You know what I'm noticing? A lot of the greater horrids with these signs is usually their own sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, I think Aries too.
Yeah, literally every single
Taurus.
One. Sometimes it could be too much of that same energy where I just feel like it can get...
It could work.
It could go either way. It's like it's go or pass.
Which is fun. And I think it's funny that greater horrid for Scorpio is a Taurus too, but I can see that too. It could either be like, it's like a hit or miss. Like it's either really good or really bad.
Totally.
I think you're a Taurus. You've had a great experience with a Scorpio, but your other placements allowed that and the sexual chemistry allowed it to be great. Maybe if you had different placements or different chemistry, you would have been like, that was whack dick.
Yep.
I'm going to have to agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, with one of the Scorpios that I guess that I slept with, I was just not impressed. I was like thinking, oh, my sexual opposite, like this is going to be great. Like I think it's
also that hype that they get that a lot of people say they did have kind of an experience. Yeah. Because I think you're walking into the bedroom thinking that you're about to have like nine orgasms and you don't even get one. And you're kind of like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Yeah. But that's another thing too. I feel like Scorpios do get a little bit cocky with it. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to do this. And they'll do some of it, but it's like, but you told me you were going to, like, flip me upside down and do, like, 10,000 rounds.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here like, wah, wah.
I feel like I was set up for failure.
I only had to...
I was.
You're not lying.
I mean, I have that one memorable experience where I still can't turn on the GameCube without laughing. But other than that, there was not many Scorpios. I haven't really entangled with many Scorpios.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Scorpio friends.
I have
not lovers.
Yeah,
I have
Scorpio
friends.
Scorpio. Yeah,
yeah.
She a hoe.
I have
if
a
you
lot.
You listening?
Yeah.
You a hoe. She a Gemini moon. She is a hoe.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. No, she's not a hoe. Not no mo.
But again, with their best fucks and their great fucks, it's all water and earth. Mm-hmm. So
that's just the energy that communes beautifully together. But like we said before, you could be fucking a Scorpio and be an Aries and be having the time of your life. Right. Everything's different. You know, this is just generalized. Up next, coming in at number nine, is our Sagittarius.
Ooh! We love our Sagittarius.
Best fuck. I'm not mad at that.
Sagittarius always get the victory.
Always. Best fuck is a Libra and Aquarius. I can see the Libra because they will do whatever a Sag wants. Mm. And same for Aquarius. Great fuck, Aries, Leo. It's the energy matching for me. Great fuck, a Pisces. A good fuck, excuse me. Great or hard could be a Sag or a Gem. Polarity sign, so I could see it. We're either both going to show up with giant dildos or we're not.
For real.
Lower scale is Taurus, Cancer, Scorpio, Capricorn. No dice is my Virg. I could see it though. I could see it. I mean, but then again, we know someone here that did have a really amazing experience with a super Sag.
Super Sag.
Like fat stellium, five placements in Sagittarius. That is a super Sag.
No. It was like his whole chart was fire. Wait, I have to pull it up. I'm sorry.
Wait, pull it up.
It's the demonic energy for me.
Ew.
Santa came early. Well, he's left, but...
Oh, he came back. He said, this is for you, pussy.
Yeah.
Have a good night. No, I could see it.
Like, listen.
Is that a drill?
It's a dentist drill.
Oh, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Up his ass. That's right. The drill up his ass.
Peggy, Peggy, Peggy. Peggy, Peggy, Peggy.
Peggy, Peggy. All right, we're saying Peggy, right, Peggy, Peggy.
All right, so his chart was Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Sag. Jupiter.
Oh, my God. I just choked on my truly.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Sag. Like, fucking crazy. It's just so much.
Throw the whole man in a padded room.
Dude was burning me up, but again, it's the toxicity for me.
Oh, my God.
He was not the right man for me, but in the bedroom.
You know what's funny, though? Someone else. I've slept with two Sagittariuses in my life. One of them, fucking great bomb popping. That's when I lived in California when I was like 21. Amazing. Last Sag I slept with.
But wait. Maybe I have the same thing.
Cancer Venus, though.
Oh. Mm. See, the other Sag that I had, I was in a relationship with him for about a year and a half. And our biggest, at least for me, the biggest struggle was our sex life. Like, it was, like, I could count on my hand in the year and a half how many times I slept with him. And,
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't a little mushroom pee-pee?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But
she is size queen.
I know.
And it was bad. Even my friend called me out on it, and she goes, bitch, that is not you. She's like, when you like somebody...
You're a Gemini Venus. You're a whore.
I'm a whore. Yeah. And the fact that...
I'm a whore.
But with no him, really whore, it was that maybe. Was like the one thing that was like crazy.
You know what's funny? The Sag that I was with, that was the one thing that was fucked up too. We dated for like 4 months, and... Everything else was perfect.
Yeah.
But the sex was just
not there.
Literally. Not it.
Yep. That was me for a year and a half.
Yeah, after 4 months, my Gemini ass was like, out.
Oh, gotta go. Has to go.
I just fade out like Homer in the bushes.
Yep.
I've had all good ones, and I've got plenty of them listed here.
y'all already know from episode one, we are Sagittarius lovers. Yeah.
Next up.
Number 10, we're going to Capricorn.
Daddy.
Yeah, daddy is all day. Zaddy is. So best fuck, we're going to have our Scorpios, Pisces. Great fucks, we're going to have our Taurus, Virgo. A good fuck, Aquarius. Great or hard is Capricorn, Cancer.
Ooh.
Lower scales, Gemini, Leo, Sages. And our no dice is Aries, Libra.
Yeah.
See, but I'm on the lower scale. I mean, I slept with one Capricorn, and he was like Sun, Moon, and Rising Capricorn, and it was great time.
I
never knew I was the enemy.
I've never had a bad experience with a Capricorn, so.
I love Caps.
So do I.
I have a lot of friends that are Caps. So I have to say, I've only slept with one Capricorn. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends, though, especially females, are Capricorn. So I could see how we get along in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see, once again, it's that earth and water. I'm surprised Aquarius came up there with the Caps. But they'll probably be like, you want to try anal? And Aquarius is like, okay.
That's so funny. My first experience was with a Capricorn.
Where you were crying tears of joy in episode 1.5. She actually had a tear roll down
her cheek. Down my cheek. Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah. See, I've turned on since then. He's single now, too, which is interesting.
Hop into the DMs.
Go set up a picture of your asshole.
I didn't swipe him, though. I didn't know if I should or not.
Send him a picture of your asshole. I'm sure he'll remember you.
Yeah, he will.
I remember that little starfish. Ew.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Wait, can we just say the fossil holes on Animal Crossing look like assholes.
They do. They really do. You're digging up an asshole every time you get a fossil.
That looks like an asshole?
Have you not seen it? Look at this.
What's an X?
That's an asshole.
That's an asshole.
was like a star.
We can't go into the Animal Crossing talk.
That's a butthole right there.
That's a butthole.
That's an Animal Crossing.
And that's a thing that you dig in Animal Crossing. You definitely.
You dig
an asshole.
You dig a lot in an asshole. All right. I'm going to go into my story.
Speaking of assholes. We're going into the next sign.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Is Aquarius.
The king and queens of ghosting.
All right. So for Aquarius, their best fuck is Aries and Sagittarius. Great fuck is Gemini and Libra. Good fuck is Capricorn. Great or horrid, Aquarius and Leo. Lower scale, Cancer, Virgo, Pisces. And then no dice, Taurus, Scorpio. Which I want to disagree. I don't know how I feel about it because I've had pretty really, like, I've had some good sex with an Aquarius, which was like on a weekly basis when I was like younger.
Yeah, the car. Beep, beep,
yes.
Let me in.
The beep, beep.
Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest. As you all know, you heard from episode one, the Moscow Mule.
The Russian.
Which, fun fact, I actually found a fucking picture of him or like five.
She sure did.
Really?
Yes.
What does he look like now?
Oh my God, I'll show you.
Wait, I want to say.
I'm going to tell you right now. It is not, at least for me, it is not what I expected. Like, I did not expect him to look the way he did.
Why really? Is he so pretty?
He's gorgeous.
Let me say.
But, like, feminine. I'm thinking it was going to be, like, some 7-foot bear. I'm like, no, he was 6'5", though. He was huge. Oof, he was tall.
That's a dream. But I expected him to be older for some reason.
Really?
He was a little younger than me.
Wow, look at that baby face.
All right. I'm not a cradle runner.
Is that Kendall Jenner?
He's got the same skin. No, look at this. The bone structure for me. It's that's why. Structure. That's
he's
why I saw
gorgeous.
His bone. Yeah, he was beautiful.
Yeah. Listen, if
he looked like that when I met him, though. He had like this weird hairdo, and his hair was fucking color like mint green. And
yeah,
blue.
That next picture, he looks like he's part of My Chemical Romance. Yeah,
that's a vampire.
I'm not okay.
Anyway, I had found a picture of him after
wow.
all this time.
He's cute. Like good.
So cute.
Baby butter skin.
Yeah, no, beautiful skin. It said we were a great fuck, and I feel like we definitely. It was for me. It was not a good. Not that it was a bad experience. I don't regret it. I just feel like maybe the cultural differences of how they express their sexuality or him per se. We lacked sexual chemistry when we finally had sex. Building up to it, it was like he looked like licked my hand and shit. It was weird. Like he just would not do certain positions. He was very regimented.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Like he wouldn't like.
Well, he was born in a country that's run
by. I don't
even
think they're allowed
Putin.
To watch porn. Like, I don't know.
Can't even probably high five in Russia.
You taught like oh, that. Yeah, he didn't smile ever. Like it was very rare.
But
yeah.
I think
he
had
a cute little gap in his teeth too, like a little baby. Oh, so cute.
But I feel like that's another thing. It's a cultural difference.
Yeah.
Like I slept with a guy who was from Turkey, and the same thing. Like it was
it's
like,
different. Bam, bam, you don't bam, realize bam, bam. How different you like. We're not obviously different world people, but growing up in different areas, there are just different things.
It's culturally. Yeah.
But you know, like I said, I want to find an Aquarius.
It's the duffel bag for me.
Oh, it's the duffel bag.
I still have the stuff. I'll whip it out. I'll show you.
Do you really?
I saved it. I wasn't throwing it. I mean, I haven't touched
it since. He gifted
it
to you?
Yeah, he ordered it brand new. He wasn't reusing.
Oh, geez, right, get that bag
home. Get slapped with a used flogger? I don't think so, Tootsie Pop. You buy a new flogger for this cheek.
For that cheek.
For the other one, too.
Oh, good for you for taking that bag.
Oh, I said I'm leaving this year. I'll keep this.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck that. But yeah, so I guess I could see, and once again, it's the air fire, and then on the lower scale. I mean, Capricorns came in pretty high for them, but like I said, I think it's because they'll be with the shits, and they'll follow with the Capricorn's authority.
Yep. And then last but not least, we got our Pisces.
Pisces.
Okay, Pisces. Coming in for the wop or cock you need to touch immediately is Capricorn and Taurus.
Yep.
Great fuck, Scorpio and Cancer. Good fuck, a Sag. Great or horrid, your fellow Pisces or another Virgo. Lower scale is Aries, Leo, Libra, Aquarius, no dice is Gemini. I ain't even going to make a comment for this one. I'll let y'all take the reins. Go off.
I don't know. I haven't had a good, like, I've had a decent experience with the Pisces, but it's nothing, like, it's unbelievable to me that it's the best fuck. But I have not, like, I don't know. I've never, like.
You've just been the right Pisces.
Maybe. I've only dealt with one Pisces, though. Like, I've only met one Pisces.
We gotta get some, where are my Pisces people?
Yeah, because I've never dealt with a Pisces. Like, Pisces run in my life as friends, not
same.
As lovers.
Same. Always as friends.
Always as friends, yes. Not as lovers.
Yeah.
But if I'm on a high scale friend for a best fuck, you best to believe I'm going
to
be switching.
She's like, can we switch the Bumble to Pisces?
Yeah.
Aries?
Let's try that.
Yeah.
We could just.
I mean, I want to know.
Plopping plots all over.
The only thing is, I feel like Pisces get very clingy if they, like, want to be with you. Like, I had a Pisces that I was talking to, and then I didn't text him back for, like, 2 hours. And he's like, well, if you don't want to talk no more. And
I'm
like,
I remember him.
I'm like, okay, no. Fine.
That's Pisces energy, though, because I know people that have Pisces in their chart. And, like, if you don't answer, like, a text message or talk to them, they, like, think it's, like, something's wrong. And it's like, no, I was, like, doing something, or I was at work, or I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, they tend to take everything very personally, which is why I feel like a lot of, even though you guys say you feel like that, a lot of earth signs deal with that a little bit more. Air and fire is kind of like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Shut up.
Yeah. Right. Well, I know the Virgos deal like that. They get very moody.
Yeah, that annoys. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But they get moody, but on their own. Like, they'll get moody and disappear.
Yeah. It's the toxicity of the Pisces for me.
Pisces will be like, why are you? Oh, I guess it's over. But then Virgos will be like, Homer Simpson, like,
in the bush. Like,
yeah.
It never was.
But I'll text you in 3 days.
Right.
Because you haven't answered me or given me attention.
Right.
That's how they work.
I cannot, but all right. So we went through all 12 signs. How do you feel? What do you think? I think a lot of this makes sense. Yes. Obviously, sexual chemistry does weigh in, and different signs can, like, you know, co-sex each other.
Not to mention your Mars and your Venus. Mm-hmm. That also mm-hmm. makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I think that, I mean, I kind of feel it, though, and I think I could see the pairings. But like we noticed in the other episode when we did a poll, air, fire. Like, it's just that certain energies that can just go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're just going to, like, make a nice bed.
Yep.
But so well in for Sages. At this table.
Oh.
I love every sign, but for some reason, when we talk about Sagittarius, we just all get so excited.
We get hype. We get real hype.
We all get hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she slides off a seat. You probably heard her slippers gripping on the floor. She was like this. Well, she was kicking my feet when she was talking about the Sag. She was like, Sag.
Okay, enough about our Saggies. So last week, we actually had introduced ourselves with not only our names, our fun facts, but we introduced ourselves with our big three. And a lot of people had actually come into my DMs and said, well, you know, and we reference it a lot too. Like, I'll say, my gem moon is this. And Angel will be like, oh, my Virgo moon is this. It's even Heather, my Saggy moon. But a lot of people actually were in my DMs saying, well, what are you talking about exactly? What is your sun, moon, and rising? So we wanted to discuss it today and say, you know, what the meaning is and what it would mean for you. Now, we're going to go generalize it with our elements, but in the future, we are going to dedicate each sign with their sun, moon, and rising and explain it further. But we wanted to discuss what your sun, moon, and rising and the roles that they play in your life. So we'll start off with the sun. Mm-hmm. The sun.
We all know our suns.
Our suns, you know, we all... my bitches... What? All these bitches is my sons. What? That's a Nicki Minaj reference, sorry. That just came into my head. So your sun sign basically represents the core of yourself. You know, the sun is the center of our solar system and the root of our life on Earth, but your sun sign represents the center of you, the core of who you are. You know, when we get our horoscopes every day, it's based on our sun. And, you know, it symbolizes our ones like our life force, our spirit, our intellect, our identity. That is your identity as a person on this earth. That is your ego, the self, the core. It also shows the practices we take to find happiness and the type of energy we need to feel fulfilled. It shows what motivates us and drives us in life. It also shows us how to strive for success and the path we take in life. But it also shows our passions in life.
Also, I want to note the sun is the most common astrological placement known by the masses, even if people are into astrology or not. And the sun is the actual season or sign that the sun was in during your birth. I like to refer to the sun as the first layer to the canvas in which your natal chart lays upon. And like Nikita was saying, it can show you your passions. If you notice, a lot of big celebrity names are Tauruses, and a lot of Taurus passions are music and food. Libras are usually artists or work in the beauty and arts. Capricorns can tend to have more uniform or like regimented jobs like accounting, banking, military.
Mm-hmm. But I see that because they're all about that hustle. So exactly. It's like all about money and calculations. They love that shit.
Very calculated. Yep. So you could see what your callings are based on your sun sign, your ego.
We're going to go in depth with the sign specifically, but right now we're just going to base it on elements based on your sun sign. So we'll start off with air.
All right. And coming in, if your sun is in an air sign, this is my Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. You love to express yourself intellectually, and you often recharge in social settings.
And if your sun is in a fire sign, which is Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, you are motivated by inspirations and aspirations, and you recharge through physical activity and by pursuing your goals.
If your sun is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, you're motivated by material needs and practicality and recharge through working with the physical world, being productive, and feeding your senses.
Take a hike in the woods.
I love
that.
Should
have a pine cone up your ass.
Oh, I love doing stuff like that. Especially the pine cones.
Yes.
It's the pine cones for me.
Animal Crossing.
If your sun... I'm going to fuck this. If your sun is in a water sign, this is my Cancer, Scorpios, and my Pisces, you are motivated by deep emotional desires and you get your recharges through emotional experiences in life. It's the crying for me.
Crying.
I shed a tear. I shed
multiple.
Multiple.
Now we're moving on to our moon sign, which I like to call the heart. This is our inner workings, the soul behind your identity, the subconscious side of ourselves. Now, the moon is something that isn't revealed unless you share it. Think about it like this. Nobody hears the voice in your head besides yourself. So unless you're telling someone what it's saying, they could have no fucking clue. This is also the driving force behind emotional reactions and how you process things. It allows you to feel your pleasures and your pains. It can also teach you how to nurture yourself and how you nurture others. It's the mecca of your inner workings, aka Virgos can be overthinkers and emotional attachment selection. Cancers, caring, nurturing. Gemini, talkative, overthinker. Pisces moon, hyper emotional sensitive.
And I also feel like, well, with the moon, it also, this is like your vulnerable side. Like mm-hmm. how you show your vulnerable mm-hmm. side to other people.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
It's that inside.
So
baby.
Once they get to know you, once they see that vulnerable side, this is what your sign will portray to them.
As a Sag moon, I know I have a sixth sense. So like, I know like when you're bullshitting me. Mm-hmm. 1000%. Like yeah. I can feel that through somebody's energy.
Like, oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. I fake it. But I know the real deal. I'm like, you are a bullshitter. But it's okay.
Yeah. But I feel like with water moons, they're very intuitive. So yeah. They know. They got that
they
intuition on
1000. They intuitive and they intense, yep. baby. Mm-hmm.
So they'll know.
I think Pisces moon is a heavy placement. I think yeah. it's like more than having a moon in Cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I mean, don't come for me. They're wonderful.
But our
Taurus
suns, we can handle water.
Yeah, you like
so.
Yeah.
I can't. Her Sag moon will get it.
And her Scorpio rising will handle water too.
Mm. It's the Sag moon choking out the Pisces moon.
I'm a whole different fucking
yeah,
breed.
Yeah, no, Pisces moon, I think, is like the heavy. I personally think it's like the heaviest moon sign.
Interesting.
It is. For sure.
In a beautiful way, but. And we'll get into that in the moon episode. We're in no way shitting on anybody. Pisces, stop. Don't beat us up.
We love you. We love you.
All the Pisces are going to hate us this episode. They're going to be like, go fuck yourself.
If you have a Pisces moon, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we're going to go based on elements. So if your moon is in an air sign, which again, Gemini, Libra, and Aqua, you react to changing experiences with discernment and objective evaluation. You feel most aligned with your inner self when expressing ideas and interacting socially.
If your moon is in a fire sign, which is Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, you react to changing experiences with direct action and excitement. You feel most aligned with your inner self when expressing confidence and showing strength.
If your moon is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, you react to changing experiences with steadiness and stability. You feel most aligned with your inner world when you're being productive and you're working towards a goal.
And if your moon is in a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, and our Pisces, you react to changing experiences with sensitivity and emotion. You feel most aligned with your inner self when feelings are deeply involved, which I agree.
It's the intensity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to talk about our rising sign. This is the mass. This is your social personality. The rising sign occurs at the point where the sun rises over the eastern horizon during your birth. It also is the starting point of your 12 houses in your birth chart. This sign can sometimes be more evident than your sun as it can modify yourself in social settings, personal appearance, manners, and behavior, which is extremely true.
100%.
Extremely true.
Which I have to talk about, but
yeah.
I'll talk about that.
This is also stems from your childhood and youth. The sun and moon are our nature, but the rising is heavily affected by nurturing growing up. I like to call your rising sign the manifestation of your inner and outer world. Example, Aries rising, bold first impressions, Cancer risings, comfortable first impressions, Aquarius rising, free thinker, and inspiring.
I agree with this 100%. Mm-hmm. This is something that also a lot of people question, what the rising is.
What exactly mm-hmm. is
because,
what
Because, you know,
does.
It's not on a planet. It's not on the sun or the moon. This is your first house. This is the ascending. This is when you're first born, and it's the minute that the sun hits the earth. I think.
On the eastern horizon.
On the eastern mm-hmm. horizon. That's yeah. when you're first born. So it actually changes every few hours. Mm-hmm. So you could be born the same day and have a different rising.
Rising sign, morning and night.
Which
yeah.
is so cool, yeah. I think, in my opinion. But I do agree with the rising, how you're masked. Like, so me being a Virgo rising, I have really bad resting bitch face.
Mm. She's got the RBF.
Yeah, I got that RBF.
Capricorn and Virgo rising.
And I've had many people who at work, who have first worked with me, tell me how intimidating I am because mm-hmm. I have a serious RBF. Meanwhile, internally,
you know,
I'm like...
They don't know you a whole... You internally, black that and
you're like, internally, I'm
they
like...
They don't know that it's SpongeBob music.
Yeah. I'm on here with a hippie soul, like, all happy mm-hmm. and giggly, but and when people first see me, that's my mask. So I agree with this 100%.
This,
rising,
I resonated
really.
A lot. I feel like as a Gemini sun with a Capricorn rising, when I first meet people, if I'm not in a setting where we're, like, out having, like, cocktails or something where you loosen up a bit... I'm very serious, resting bitch face. I'm quiet. I'm very, like, meticulous. I'm gauging it out. Meanwhile, motherfuckers don't know I'm a whole-ass clown car with 30 clowns inside me running yeah. around. Like, you would never yeah. know I have the personality. Even on my social media, it looks very, like, you know, neat and this and that. No, I'm a whole-ass hurricane. Yeah. Having fun, laughing, screaming, going, eh. You but I'm saying, like, a lot of times your rising sign is the portrayal that people get when they first meet you. It's the social mask you wear. It also sets a tone for, like, a lot of childhood, depending on your rising sign, which when we go into rising, we will dig deeper. But, like, certain rising signs are known to have rougher childhood or have, you know, a rougher later, like, livelihood or this. Like, just certain things that can happen. And a lot of this has to do with your environment growing up as well mm-hmm. of how you're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's crazy.
And as a Scorpio, for me, rising, I have gotten this a lot that a lot of people are intimidated by me, which I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't... I've
this
gotten that.
This is fashion sense for me.
I don't know why, but, like... I've heard of, like, you look intimidating,
no,
and I said, and that's so not me. I'm not that person at all. I'm like,
also mm-hmm. style, too. And a lot of, when we get into the rising episode, a lot of physical features,
yeah.
like Sagittarius risings, are known to have, like, thick ass or yeah. thick thighs.
Yeah.
Like, certain rising signs had different, like, I think it was, like, forgot, it was, oh, fuck. It was one rising where they're known to have softer facial features. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy when you actually meet these people, and then you're like, holy shit, like, that's your rising.
Makes
like
sense.
I get it. Like certain risings are edgier. They're more like into wearing the black and the this and the that. Certain risings be more like cutesy.
Mm-hmm. But same for Virgo risings. They say like I've looked into it because, but they say like they have bigger foreheads, bigger eyes, like alien like mm-hmm. faces, like Mark Zuckerberg, Jay-Z. They all Virgo rising.
Oh
so
wow,
they got that similar big eyes. You know,
yeah, for
serious
sure.
demeanor.
Alien?
I'm alien.
They say Capricorn risings wear a lot of
Madonna
black.
Was a Virgo rising.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Sarah Paulson is a Virgo rising.
Yeah.
It's the same energy.
Yeah, and she's a Sag, and she has, it's so funny, I love
same
her.
Energy. Mm-hmm.
But, like, Cap risings wear a lot of black. Do I really wear color? Rarely.
Never. Mm-mm. Never.
Never.
Mm-mm.
It's all black drip for me, baby.
Ew.
All that black drip.
But, all right, moving along, and like we said, we will get more in depth and go through every single sign.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also go through some sexual features, too.
So, if you are a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, you are mentally quick, inquisitive, friendly, and prefer to express yourself verbally. You often approach life with a desire to understand the meaning of what or whom you encounter, and that includes being intentional with your movement. Very
okay.
interesting.
If your rising is in a fire sign, which is Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, you are action-oriented, confident, and often blunt as fuck. You often have a great vital and physical energy, especially when striving to make your mark in the world.
Ew.
I don't know why I said it like that. She went, ew.
Ew, ew. All right. And if your rising is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, you are a matter of fact and tend to focus on the material world. You often have a steadfast approach to life that can be grounding force for many.
Mm-hmm. It's the Gaia vibes for me.
Yeah. Okay, and if your rising is in a water sign, which is Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, you're sensitive, empathetic, and easily influenced by your environment. You often have an approach to life that is deeply rooted in your emotional body. I cannot say that that is the most truest thing for me.
I think she shed a tear.
I did. I did. I shed a tear. Yeah. Yeah. That's very true.
All right.
Sensitive. For sure.
Sensitive.
So again, so it's not based on your sun sign. You know, we are not one simple sign. We are a beautiful combination of all these placements that create who we truly are. you know, we'll go further into like what our planets are, our Mars, our Venus, our Mercury, Saturn, everything like that. But usually people, when we discuss astrology, we always ask for the big three, because that really does focus on who you are, mm-hmm. inner and outer.
Love it.
And just like we said before, we will do an episode in the future that's going more in depth, but for now we thought we'd keep it light and go by element. All right, so we had you guys write in on some of our Instagrams for a question that you would submit, and we would select at random to answer. One question we got quite a bit of was twin flame versus soulmate. So we're going to give you a little breakdown about twin flame versus soulmate and what it is.
What's up?
This is very interesting, this topic.
It is, and I feel very interesting. There's a huge move. There's a huge twin flame obsession right now, I'm going to say, that I feel like started a few years ago. And I totally get it. You want to be into it. But I feel like at this point, bitches are calling every Tom, Dick, and Harry who fucks them over their twin flame. Maybe he's just a fucking dick.
Probably.
Maybe the universe didn't send him. I'm just going to notify that right now. Get it over with. We won't circle it back. We're going to explain it. But y'all need to stop calling every bum a fucking twin flame.
But what's the difference? Tell me. What's the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate?
All right. Here we go. Y'all ready?
The main difference is what? Exactly.
Well, the main difference is twin flame is usually always a romantic relationship. Soulmate is not. It could be platonic, romantic, paternal, fraternal, fucking family, everything. Twin flame is usually always romance.
And twin flame is two halves of a whole, like a soul split into two bodies, where soulmates are two separate souls mm-hmm. that are meant for each other as a connection.
Mm-hmm. Now, twin flames are usually meant for ascension together on a collective level. Sometimes these relationships can be a little messy because it's like one twin is ready before the other, so it's a game of cat and mouse. These relationships can be beautiful and work together, but it's if both parties are ready to face their bullshit and level up together. Oftentimes, it's not the case.
I feel like with twin flames too, it's kind of like it's your own reflection. So you're mirroring your own issues, mm-hmm. your own unhealthy habits, your own imbalances. So sometimes these don't really last that long because you're not ready to face your own self.
Absolutely. So twin flames can occur many times in your life. And in some people's lifetimes, they actually don't encounter their twin flame. It's not that their soul doesn't deserve this union, but every time that we have a lifetime, we're having different lessons of our soul. So maybe you don't need to get your shit rocked by some asshole this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody feel like they've met their twin flame?
I think I've encountered a twin flame when I was younger, yeah. That taught me a lot about myself. Mm-hmm. But these are relationships that unless both of you are ready to really show up and do the work, it usually doesn't lead to
anything.
It leads to more pain, but it's pain that's showing you where the fuck you need to take accountability.
Like, you'll get awakenings, you're gonna grow from it, but mm-hmm. it won't last long. I don't think it'll like fizzle out because it's not meant to work in the long run.
It's supposed to be about a lesson for you to grow within yourself.
A lesson for you to grow and for them to grow. So a twin flame comes into your life for awakening on a collective level. It's not just about you. And that's another difference of soulmate. Soulmate's more of a personal level up, whereas twin flame is we're both gonna level up together. Mm-hmm. Now, soulmates can be lovers, relatives, and friends. These relationships help you to grow into a higher level on a personal spectrum. They come and go in many forms, and when they arrive, it's almost like you feel it, it's faded. You know the connection. They often do come with challenges that level you up to growth, and they often can release and uncover past pains and traumas so that healing can occur. The relationship might not last long, or the relationship might feel different once the lesson has been learned. A soulmate is here to teach you a lesson you're fated to learn. Even if it's painful, you shouldn't fight it. It's for your own good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I feel that. Mm-hmm.
So, side note again, stop calling every dick a fucking twin flame. I feel like because of pop culture, a lot of people are so quick to call people twin flames. And in reality, I think that you need to step back and look at the bigger picture. Like, did this person really teach you something fundamental, or were they just a dick, but you're trying to put a cosmic twist on it?
Right.
And I don't want to rain on anyone's parade. Obviously, there are twin flames and there are soulmates, but it's just word vomit at that point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing, too, no soulmates cannot be twin flames and vice versa. It's not mm-hmm. like one or the other. It's not the same.
All right.
You met your soulmate?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's
I think anyway. Soulmates come in many forms. I've met soulmates as friends, soulmates as family. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have one soulmate as a lover. Mm-hmm. I think that there are multiple soulmates mm-hmm. over your lifetime. And I think that people need to stop thinking that there's just that one thing for them.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like I've met my soulmate.
Me too.
For sure. Well, like not in many. Like, as friends, not as lovers, as friends, for sure.
I've met my lover as a soulmate. We're not together currently, but...
Ooh. I think you mean another. I don't think there's just one lover soulmate. Yeah. It's like they talk about you have three great loves in your life. You have more than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about your evolution and your growth, but I don't think that people should just cap it like, oh, I get one great, one big love. No, you don't. You get many big loves in your lifetime.
Yeah, for sure.
They just fall differently on the scales, and it's the same thing with soulmates as friends, lovers, and even family sometimes can feel like soulmates, faded connections. Yeah. Just about, like, your growth, but, you know... I think both are a beautiful thing and are necessary, but I think that we just need to stop making everybody a twin flame.
Right.
And people need to stop being obsessed with finding their twin flame, because why would you want to find, like, if you're not ready, why do you want to go in an toxic entanglement?
The definition of entanglement.
Is it kind of true? Like, I know for me, like, as being a Taurus sun, I like me. So, like, if I want to attract somebody like my personality, is that finding a soulmate or a twin flame? Like, I like Tauruses because I like me.
Well, no, I don't. I think it's just that. That could kind of be a gray area, I feel like, right? Because that's just liking what you like. You could meet a twin flame that's an Aquarius with, like, nothing of your natal chart, and they're going to teach you so much, or they could even be a soulmate.
Yeah. I met a Taurus that I thought was, like, he was it. He was like
twin flame vibe. Yeah. Like, teach you a lesson, because then he's kind of like, yeah. Because one always runs away from the other. Mm-hmm. One always wants it. The other one's always like, man, you got to go. And it usually, there's a bit of toxicity. There is a bit. And they're great. But unless you're both on the same page of the same book, you're always going to be off by a chapter or five.
Yeah.
And that's just it.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So twin flame is a little bit more tricky, I feel like. And they do pop up often. I feel like soulmate, you just know because there's that comfort, there's that ease. Even if it's an uncomfortable situation, you're not uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But all right, now that we know what your twin flames and your soulmates are, should we get into the polls?
Let's get into the polls. I love hearing back from the polls.
This week.
Yeah, I love the responses from the polls. I really do.
You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I asked, what's your favorite air sign?
Oh, because it's...
Who do you think?
Gemini.
But I understand, because everybody hates Gemini. It's coming out in this poll that you love them.
No.
Aquarius actually came in second.
Aquarius did? Mm-hmm. I'm shocked by that. Wow.
Not by many votes, but they did come in. Yeah, I was a little shocked that Libra didn't get as many.
Yeah.
But it was Gem and Aquarius got more votes.
I have a lot of Gemini friends, so I can understand that a lot.
Now y'all are going to be happy. Aya's favorite earth sign. Taurus and Virgo actually tied.
Wow.
Remember last week you said it was going to be Capricorn?
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't. Wow. I think Capricorn got two votes. And it was from Capricorn. Guys, stop voting for yourselves in these polls. Every Pisces I know literally writes Pisces to every poll.
You sure it wasn't a Leo?
No, Pisces are worse than the Leos.
Wow.
I'm like, what sign? Pisces. I'm like, guys, come on. Work with me.
Besides yourself, who do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Save fire. It was the Lions.
Really? Leo.
Leos, yeah.
But are they voting for themselves?
That's what I say.
I was surprised, A couple Sagittarius has voted for themselves, but a lot of non-fires, because these are people that have been voting, so that I've gotten their signs from them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them voted for Leo, and they were all across the board.
Okay.
Listen, they are cool people to be like, friends
are.
With.
Yeah, Leos have a nice energy. Yeah. They do. Sagittarius, I feel like they can be a little erratic for some people, so unless you can keep up with them, they're not your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Leos, everyone's kind of like, oh, I love Leos. Just because they're cool and they throw a great party.
Yeah, they do. Good personality. Is witty.
Mm-hmm.
Witty.
Very witty. Very charismatic.
Yes, charismatic. That's a
favorite
good
water sign. What do y'all think?
Cancer.
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm going to say Cancer, too.
Scorpios.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Did Cancer come in second?
I think so, yeah. I have to look again. I think so.
Okay. I like my Scorpio.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because when I asked... favorite earth sign to the person who voted none, I'm dead, you Libra bitch, you know who you are. I said sign that needs to learn foreplay. I just gotta say a majority of you voted men in general. And I'm done. So my dudes, start flicking your tongues. What's going on?
How sad is that?
Everyone wrote men.
Can't even pick a sign.
It's 2020. Are you
God
not
damn
like, come on,
get it together.
But a lot of votes also did go to Aries for people that took it seriously, but that is a known thing because Aries, even though they're passionate and they're great, they just want to get right into it. They want to jump right into it. They'll have foreplay, but it's like more like, okay, let's just get to the magic.
Right? Yeah. It's like a quick little,
little skittle, and then they want to jump right in. We can't. We're all obsessed with that video. If you don't know where that's from, go watch it, please. Yeah. Signs that love ass. Earth signs. Yes! All of you guys, it's the true ass lovers for me. Earth sign, it was Cap, Taurus, and Virgo. I was like, okay.
What do you mean by ass? Like,
ass, fucking ass.
Ass.
Slap on the ass.
Clap
and cheeks.
Cheeks, cheeks,
cheeks, cheeks, cheeks, cheeks, cheeks, cheeks.
They like clapping them cheeks.
They like clapping them cheeks.
Mama, yeah.
D&D. Clapping them cheeks, grabbing them cheeks, squeezing them cheeks, rubbing them cheeks.
Shoving acorns up the cheeks. Demon D. Capricorn and Sagittarius came in, huh?
Of course the Sag did.
Hello.
Of course the Sag did.
Demon Wop, Gemini, Sagittarius, and Leo. There's some boys in this house.
Mm.
Demon Wop. Demon Wop.
Demon Wop.
Demon.
I'm looking at you. You do. You make the men, for some reason, Angel, and I think Nikita and I passingly have said this.
Yes.
Angel can easily snap her fingers and
they're fucking crawling.
And they're crawling to lick her pussy. And she's just like, no, I'm good. And Nikita and I are like, we gotta show a titty. What do we gotta do? Yeah. We gotta throw ourselves on the floor.
I'm telling you, it's when you don't care about them is when they care. That's, you can't even
But
think.
That's the whole thing.
And I think
I literally do own thing. I mind my own business. I'm in my own lane. And I think that's what brings in that energy, because when you're comfortable just in your space, then people go, oh, look, what's that flavor? I don't want to taste.
So definitely you have a demon wop for that reason
yes.
alone.
Give it applause.
We're going to have to take some notes.
Happy Gemini seminar.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done. All right. So let's see.
Now, let's talk about next week's teaser.
We're going to go into next week's teaser.
Fuck them. I just want to say once again, you know, this is our first episode that launched last week. Access denied.
Okay, well, that was Heather's pussy closing out for the night. Once again, her phone is talking from her charge. You must have a demon wop. It's clicking buttons down there.
It's a Sagittarius wop for me.
It's a Sagittarius.
But, you know, after this first episode, we just want to let you know how grateful and happy we are from, like, all the responses, all the feedback, all the positive, you know, messages you've been sending us about how, like, everything about these zodiacs. Learning about the fact that I take from this is that they're learning more about the zodiacs,
mm-hmm.
and that they're really getting fun. They're getting more interested in it, and they're looking into more of, like, again, the birth charts and, like, discussing it with me or, like, DMing you guys too. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this supposed to mean? Like, I did my birth chart. What is this? Like, so we're so happy to be on this platform. Once again, I wanted to say thank you, because we can really just educate you guys but keep it spicy at the same time.
All right. And now a little teaser for next week's episode. We are going to comb over fixed, cardinal, and mutable, what these energies represent, what signs fall under them, and what this means. Also, what turns the signs on? You want to trap a Leo? You want to lick a Libra? You want to peg a Sag? Tune in to next week. We'll tell you how. Along with our weekly polls that we always post, we always ask for someone to write in a question and that we randomly select, and then we answer it on next week's episode. We actually got a very interesting question tonight, and we're going to turn this into a poll and a question. Why do you ghost people after saying you're interested, and what's your sign will be the next poll? And then we're going to tackle men and the fact that sometimes they say they like you, but then they ghost you.
Oh. Wah, wah, wah.
It's the audacity for me.
For real. I think that's going to be a really good poll question for
especially
people to answer.
Especially now, because ghosting culture is so huge.
Yeah. Especially that we're going to find out what their sign is and why they ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your sign and why you ghost?
What
so
you
it should
doing?
Be interesting to see
how
those,
they correlate.
Yeah,
and
correlate.
We'll do some digging.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to see if, like, those earth signs line up with the same reasoning, or like the fire signs or any of that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fun one. So thank you for writing that question. And then we cannot wait to crack open our books and start learning on this one.
Oh, yeah. And let's also, we do have to thank somebody very special who did design our logo.
Our Sagittarius Queen Amanda for gifting us with our beautiful astrologer's logo. Thank you.
Woo!
It is beautiful.
Thank you.
So that concludes our episode 2 of The Astrologer.
We hope you guys had as much fun. Go fuck your great fuck.
No. Please follow us. Our Instagram, it's the_astrologers. Our Twitter is theastrologers. So if you haven't answered our polls, please go check them out. Give us some content. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
See you next week.
Shake your tits.
We're here.
Shake and titty.
Like yourself.
Bosom, 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 bosom. Let me make a nipple lamp. You want a pepperoni with that? Peg him in the ass.